Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. It's episode 31 of the Time Out Podcast.
31.
Again, I had to think about that.
Yeah.
Josh is back this week. Josh, how are you?
I'm good, Jake.
Harrison, how are you? No, Harrison.
Good chat, Harrison.
Harrison messaged last night to say, oh, I'm away.
Yeah, so he's on his end of season trip for lacrosse, but I went and watched him play box lacrosse Friday night, and he said he probably wasn't going to go because he felt sick, but obviously he did go anyway. So, what a Chad.
That man's a mammoth. That man's just...
Nah, he doesn't give a fuck how he feels. He just smashes it.
If it's for a bender, I feel like Harrison's...
It's a bender. I think it's a bender and they're playing golf or something during the day. So it's like a bender.
Ah, speaking of benders, I had like a night off on Friday and it was the worst experience of my life.
Do tell, Jake.
Oh, no, it was hectic. Probably won't go into details, but basically we just went out, went back to a kick-ons at a pals, and then it just like went downhill from there.
I don't think kick-ons ever get better.
Kick-ons get better when the owners of the house don't go to sleep.
Did he go to sleep?
Everyone went to sleep. I'm like, well, what do I do?
Is it chill going to sleep with just like a bunch of strangers in your house?
I think one went back to like sleep with a girl, but I'm not going to name him who it was.
Yeah, you probably get cancelled for that these days.
Yeah, you could not allowed to sleep with people.
that fucking South Park episode where like it's the college party and the girls have to sign consent contracts.
We had a discussion about this, a group of like my friends and I, and I don't know, like it seems like a smart option.
If you were like, if you were famous or really, really rich, I think it would probably be a good idea.
Well, do you remember it was only a couple of weeks ago where that girl tried to like slept with Drake and then he put hot sauce in the condom and then she had to go to hospital. Have you not heard that?
No, did he do that?
So basically, I think she was a supermodel or something. Okay. I don't know exactly. But basically, he slept with this model and he put hot sauce in the condom. So the sperm is like dead.
I thought you meant he like fucked hot sauce. I was like, that's disgusting.
Man, that's hectic. And then, so she tried to impregnate herself with it. And obviously you can see how that would go.
I've heard several rappers name drop the fact in songs that they have to like keep the condom after the sex is over in case someone tries something weird.
Well, obviously, look at
that. That's insane.
But like,
imagine like taking Drake to court for child support though. You get so much fucking money.
But I think like he has a kid, doesn't he?
I think he probably has a few. Like a lot of them do.
I don't know. Being like famous now is just like, I don't know, it seems like too much work. Like,
I mean, like we were talking before, I don't like Drake. I think his music probably was good at some point.
Wait, are we shitting on Drake or are we shitting on being famous?
Drake.
Fuck Drake. I feel like Drake was good. And then he got too much hype and like, say for like, but that's with all artists. Like this last year,
it's a good point.
Yeah. Last 2 years, I don't think we've had a solid album release because everyone's hyped. Like, for example, Kanye, everyone says, like, he's the best artist, one, this and that. Everyone hyped his album.
We should probably talk about Kanye. How is he not in the topic list?
Jesus Christ.
Fuck, is he wearing a White Lives Matter shirt for?
Yeah, I think he just doesn't give a fuck.
No, I saw someone post something along the lines of, like, oh, like, Kanye just likes to pop up once a year and just remind everyone that he's fucked. Because he's like, he'll act normal, drop an album, and then he'll start acting crazy, which obviously means he's going to drop something else. Because he did the same thing when he was running for president, that was to promote an album. When he was hanging out with Trump, that was to promote an album. And now he's wearing a White Lives Matter t-shirt.
But like, where did we lose music? Because now you listen to a song and everything's like just words over, as in it's not like, it's like sampled words.
Samples are big. I mean,
samples are huge at the moment. Like everything in drill is pretty much a sample.
Yeah, that's fair. I gotta get into drill. I feel like I would like it. It's heavy.
I think it depends. Like it's good for gym. Like 100%. I would rate it for gym. It's like you just like have like some UK guy spitting bars.
Bars that like rhyme, but only because they have a British accent.
Yeah, and they like, but like everything's like, oh, your man was in the street walking, I just shot him dead for no reason. It's like, fucking hell, Jesus.
It's like, England sounds fucked up.
England at the moment seems very
It's dystopian,
fucked.
Yeah. They I used to want to live there, and then I think I turned like 15, and I like realized that that's actually a pretty fucked up place.
What's going on with their banks? I'm seeing all this stuff.
Banks.
Like, their money and stuff is like.
I think they had like a bad inflation kick because COVID fucked them a lot harder than it got us. Like, I think they had like 1 million people dead or something in a year.
Jeez.
Which is a lot worse than we had. But yeah, England's just weird. Like, they keep voting for like these literal like super villain characters. It's almost like when Trump won, it's like, I didn't hate the guy as much as some people, but he's literally like a James Bond villain. He's like this rich hotel owner who's like destroying the environment, and he's like, yes, vote me in as president, and then they do it. Same thing happened in England. Boris Johnson's like mentally handicapped, and they still voted him in.
Look at America.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, Biden. Yeah, sleepy Biden. Sleepy Joe.
That man, you cannot look at that man and say he's not a puppet.
No, and I like watching social media about Biden, like, because once a week someone will upload a new video of him just like going on an old man rant that makes no sense.
But I really like how the news never ever covers it.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah,
like
so weird.
I used to like news is good if you just cover everything. You're not showing bias towards.
That's how it should be.
But like, yeah. There's plenty of bias.
I think we're reaching the point now where everyone just realizes that you can't not have bias, because let's say you're a part of a neutral news organization and you were covering everything, like even the decision on what to cover shows bias, right? So there's always bias, but the bias is a little crazy. I mean, even watching I spoke about this on the podcast before, before Malinowskis got voted in for the premier of SA, like the day before the election, the advertiser was shitting on him so hard, and then he won. And then the day after that was like, oh, welcome our new premier, like Peter Malinowskis. And I was like, fuck me. Can't shit on someone and then be happy when they win.
I think the advertiser is the worst for that.
It's pretty bad.
That and Channel 7, fuck.
I think newspapers are probably the worst.
Who still reads newspapers though?
Like, I don't know.
Like, I don't.
Not paying for a piece of paper to rock up at my house.
And you have to like pay for subscriptions now. Like, you know, on Facebook where like every mum and that would share, oh, 7 ways to keep your homes clean this summer or some shit. You click on it and you have to pay a fucking $1.49 to read the article.
Oh yeah, it's bad. I think it's the advertiser online, because I'm in a couple of Facebook groups and people always post like news stories. They're like, oh, this is really, really fucked up. And you click on it, it's like $1.49 for the first week. And I'm like, no.
I will come back to this. I don't know what I'd rather do, but I'd rather do a lot than pay for the advertiser.
Giving them $1.50.
Yeah. I'd rather throw it in the ocean than give it to the advertiser.
With all my car batteries.
Yeah, but Speaking of car battery, no, that's not that.
That'd be sick segue.
I don't know
how that works.
I don't know, but how was your holiday? You were away. We had
Greedy
Boss as a guest last week.
Yeah, I listened to I'm probably like 2/3 of the way through. It seemed pretty good.
See,
he seems like super chill for someone who used to go interview people who were just like on crack on Honley Street.
Yeah, so I was discussing this with him like the other night because we were drinking together.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like I could ask, I could pound him with like, oh,
yeah.
How many girls did you sleep with? How many, like, did you do drugs, this, that? Like, how much did you drink? Like, I could, like, harass him with questions. And it's great for a podcast. It's fantastic.
Yeah, but it's like you friends with the guy. You're
like, I want people to feel welcome to come on here. Like, say, for example, some of the guests we're trying to get on.
Yeah.
If we say, all right, this is some of the interviews we do, and it's just us hounding.
Yeah, see, I don't really see the podcast as like a fucking journalistic thing where we have to like try and get secrets out of people.
Yeah, that's do it because it's fun and like I like to delve into people's minds and shit.
And that's why I liked it. It was chill. Like literally just like, how was it? What are you doing now?
Yeah.
That's it.
I'm trying to learn how to keep a progressive story going. I'm just so bad at it because I've got like borderline autism.
Yeah, like you was looking at the symptoms last night for attention deficit disorder. I'm like, it's fucking me, bro.
Mood.
Yeah, mood. Literally, like if something's not in front of me, it doesn't exist. I'm really bad at that. Like forgetting things.
Oh, see, I have to like have a schedule.
Yeah.
I've got too
much. Yeah, I might start having to do that, especially next year. But yeah, no, the trip was good. It was like me and Harrison, obviously best friends with, but then like a bunch of people I'd never met who he plays Frisbee with. But they were fucking sick. They like, were really, really good people. Yeah, they were chill. So shout out to them, like name drop them. We pretty much just like got to Gambia, had dinner, hung out with our friend who lives there. He had a kid. Shout out to him. And then we did some hiking, played some disc golf. That was fun.
What was that? You were like big on the disc golf a couple weeks
ago. Yeah, I was almost like, so like on the way back, like, you know, when you've been on like a boys trip, which it pretty much was, because besides Harrison's partner, it was all boys. And she's one of the boys anyway. Literally, like, we probably left town at like 11. We went and saw the sinkhole, like the big one. And then we were on the way out and I was like, oh, fuck yeah, I'm keen to get home, like pretty tired, whatever. And then they're like, let's play disc golf on the way back. So we stopped for like an hour and a half to play disc golf on the drive home. Besides that, it was a good trip. But I don't mind disc golf. I hate normal golf with a passion, so.
See, I like normal golf, but like, I just like fucking around. I don't like people who take it seriously.
It's not even that. I just don't like the fact that to build a golf course, you have to kill like everything that lives there.
That is.
It's just grass. Like, we don't have that in Australia. We don't have grass plains.
Oh, I mean, we've got like little golf courses, but like you see the ones in America, they're massive.
Yeah, they're like kilometer squared. It's fucked.
Like they, you have to have a golf cart if you do. Yeah. But then again, I also like going to golf and just driving around the golf cart. I don't want to play golf.
Maybe Jake's like, maybe I do like golf.
I just want to like go just hill fucking drop with this golf cart and see what happens.
Yeah. But no, the trip was good. Gambier is, we went to Mount Gambier, a very nice place. I quite enjoy it there.
I was saying to you before, I like Mount Gambier, but I hate the people there. They're like, they're an inbred type of people.
There is definitely an aura of racism, which is interesting because there's a lot of immigrants who live there. But like, yeah, even just like hearing the people at the pub be like, oh, fuck, here comes another one. And it's just like an Indian family. And I'm like, holy shit, my dude, like, calm down. He's probably like working at
I remember there because I went there for work and I was fucking like, I was bored. There was nothing to do. So we went to an op shop and I'm like, wedding dress. Looked at the guy I work with. I'm like, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
So I'm walking around the street in a wedding dress and I'm just getting like, I went to the
probably
bar.
Lucky someone didn't stab you.
Yeah. So we went to the gym. That was funny. Then I went to the bar and the guy's like, no, I'm not serving you. Like, get the fuck out of my face. I'm like, I'll rip this dress off and I'll fight you right now. Probably won't win, but I'll fight you.
Yeah, see, I think I'd love it if someone walked in a wedding dress.
It's just funny fun, like, it's funny. Like, I just don't give a shit.
Yeah, it's definitely a town you probably wouldn't want to stand out there. I think
yeah,
there's a lot.
Yeah, and that's very hard for me, considering the clothes I wear.
Yeah, but it's also like, you're like a little Egyptian dude and you're walking around in a wedding dress. Like, that's pretty
funny.
Cool, yeah.
That's funny.
Full beard. But like,
I'm gonna like start this like trend cycle just so I can grow a nice beard.
Let me get this man some DHT just so you can grow more facial hair. Fuck, you should go full terrorist spec.
I want to get like a full like, is this can't fuck?
I don't know.
I want to get like a full Islamic State beard, like one of those, and then just buzz cut my head.
Start speaking Arabic.
I try to learn Arabic. It's really hard.
Oh, it's a brutal language.
But I mean, like, I suppose, but apparently English is one of the hardest languages.
Well, English is dumb. There's a bunch of rules that don't make any sense.
Well, for example, like the way I was explaining to my friend is like, you got there, and there.
But depending on the context,
you can decipher what context I'm talking
about. Yeah, so when you're speaking English, it's bad. I think written is a little better, but bad. Like, why the fuck would you have silent letters? They don't add anything.
I'm trying to think of a word that's got silent. Now that I'm trying to think.
Phone.
P-H-O-N-E. Yeah, that's true.
Imagine someone's like, you're teaching someone English and you're like, yeah, F. F is, the letter F means F. And then you say the word phone and then they're like, they spell it with an F. You're like, no, it's a P-H. You
fucking retard.
Yeah, it's a bad language.
But no, Arabic's just like a bunch of cursive shit. I don't even know what's a letter at this point and what's a word.
I think, yeah, written would be really tricky. But yeah, I don't know. You could grow a beard probably.
One day I think I will. My aim now is to just grow it as like shitty as I can and then trim it down so at least it looks full.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Because it's progressed nicely in the past 2 years.
2 years.
But it's not getting any better.
I've never let mine grow for more than like 3 weeks. I just can't be fucked.
I don't know. I've always liked beards. I think they're cool.
I don't reckon I could grow a good one. I don't reckon.
Either that or I'm just going to reach that like nice stage where I can just hopefully one day grow like a really dirty mustache and like twirl it out.
Do that.
I don't think that will grow. But if that does, I'll respect it. I'll walk around with
look
that.
Like an Egyptian Mr. Megorium's Wonder Emporium.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I want to get more tattoos. That wasn't on the list. I saw your tattoos. I'm like, oh, I want to bring that up.
I did get one 2 weeks ago, and I definitely want more. But it's one of those things where it's like, everyone's like, you're going to get addicted to getting them. And I'm like, I don't really understand that. I have eight now, so maybe, but...
When I first got them, it was still, like, taboo to have tattoos.
It's getting better.
I sort of liked it being taboo, because now, like, every man and their dog's got, like, a tattoo, and it's, like, just...
Yeah.
It's, like, ruining it, because, like, people are just getting this shit stuff, and it's, like...
Yeah, like, I wouldn't ever get one without thinking about it first, and I wouldn't go to someone who's not good. That's the thing. It's like, I don't understand how people go drop $200 on a tattoo and that's it. Like, fuck. Every person I've been to is like $200 an hour.
Yeah, I don't even know what the going rate is anymore.
Depends on who the artist is.
Because, like, back in the day, I think the going rate was like somewhere between 70 to 100 an hour, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think it's almost like there's a flat cost because they have to use a new needle and all that shit. Yeah. So usually it's like 100, $200 like up front, and then it's, you know, 150 an hour after that.
That's fair.
But, again, like, but I'd gladly pay.
They do have, like, a difficult job, like, when you think
about
it. Yeah,
for sure.
Fuck that. But, like,
I mean, I definitely want more. I don't know what I want.
I wanted to just eventually get my body covered, and then, like, hopefully, if photography, like, if I end up taking it seriously and take it full time, I'm just going to get my throat done and my face done.
I've never wanted a throat tattoo.
I've always... So, the guy who tattooed you, I've always loved his throat, his throat mandala thing. I've always loved it. Really cool. Want to get my hands done. I can't. Want to get my neck done. I can't. Want to get my face done. I can't.
You can't because of what?
Because I have to get a quote unquote real job.
Oh, fuck. I mean, like, do you work loosely? Let's say you work in marketing, right? And then photographing on the weekend as well. So, like, surely neither of those jobs give a shit.
The place
I work in public education and I have an arm tat. They don't give a fuck anymore. They're just like, yeah, whatever.
I think if you can prove that you deserve, like, because you see so many people, like, they do those videos. I did this makeup transformation and this is how much my life changed. And, like, they've, like, covered in tattoos and they just, like, change themselves.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Interesting.
I don't know.
I think there are probably people out there who are biased, but it's like, who cares?
Yeah. I think once we're, say, I was about to say 30s, that's not that far.
I'm like 5 years away from that.
Once we're, say, like 35 plus, I think the industries will start changing significantly because people our age will be the ones
hiring, becoming
CEOs
that's
and
true.
Things like that.
But I just think it's already kind of there. Like, I mean, I work in a job where you wouldn't expect them to let you have tattoos, but they don't care. Like, same as Harrison, right?
Yeah.
Like, his work is, like, super intense about self-image, and yet he has visible tattoos.
He's got a reindeer on the back of his head.
Yeah. Deer, not a reindeer.
No, I remember getting a Snapchat on... It was, like, near Christmas, and someone turned it into a reindeer, and it was the funniest thing I ever saw. I think I've still got the photo on my phone.
I respect that.
But no,
I'd get a Santa Claus sleeve.
Oh, that'd be sick.
Fucking sick.
I said I won't ever get a Pokemon tattoo.
You have several.
I have several, yeah. And now I'm like, should I just get a Pokemon sleeve?
Yeah, go color though. I think it'd be sick.
Oh, see, I don't get me wrong. I really like color tattoos and I think they're amazing. But I don't think they'd look good on me.
I think it's trickier when you have darker skin because it just doesn't stand out as much. So I was like, I'm pale like a motherfucker. I got this one, like, 5 years ago and it's still yellow.
Yeah, see, but that's the thing. Like, you look at your colors and then you look at, like, Pokemon colors. I'm like, I really like the colors.
Yeah, Pokemon's really bright is
the
issue.
Yeah, like, bright obnoxious. I'm like, I don't want bright fucking pink Jigglypuff on my arm.
Fuck no. Do it.
I did think, because I got the Togepi tattoo on my ankle, I'm like, maybe I'll just get the whole thing gray and then, like, you know how Togepi has red and blue?
Oh, that would be cool.
I was going to get just the red and blue.
That would stand out then.
I was like, oh.
But that being said, this is my first black work one, and I really like it, so I don't know. I don't know where I'm at.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just going to be like, fuck it, just... I'm going to book it in, get everything done at once, just a whole body and...
Yeah. My favorite tattoos are... And I don't think you'll mind me talking about him on the podcast. Josh, my friend from uni. I don't know if you met Josh. He's, like, a little bit taller than me. Redhead.
The one that, like, lifts like a motherfucker.
Yeah, he's pretty strong.
He's huge.
Yeah, he's, like, 120 kilo boy. He's, yeah, so he he has one arm that's like literally blacked out, but then in white it has like the quote, "The dose makes the poison." And I'm like, that's fucking hard. And then on the other sleeve, he's literally got like a full robot arm. So it's like one sleeve is just black and then a robot arm.
I've seen fantastic. Like, do people get blacked out tattoos because it's less painful than getting them removed?
Nah, it would. Less painful than getting it removed. I'm not sure. I think getting blacked out would hurt bad because they're literally just colouring you in.
Yeah, they're pretty much fucking terrible. Etch-a-sketch, is that what they're
pretty
called?
Much.
Yeah.
Shading you in.
I swear someone I knew or someone mentioned that, like, one guy was eventually just going to get his whole body. No, it was a tattoo artist that I went to. He wanted to get his whole body blacked out and then get scarification done. Okay. I was like, you know what? That seems like something I'm not going to do.
Well, I mean, like, fucked. There's been a few. So, like, Ollie Sykes from Bring Me the Horizon, his whole arm was done when he was, like, 18, and it looked fucking awful. So, he got the whole thing blacked out, and then he got white ink over the top, and it looked really cool. Like a full flower sleeve.
That's what I see. I wonder what that would look like, just, like, changing it, like, getting your whole arm blacked out, and then that process.
I think I'd rather, if I really hated one of my tattoos, it depends on where it is, because, like, getting it lasered off can make your whole arm look fucked up.
Well, these days, a lot of people I've seen, they do, is it called blast over? They basically just get like super, for example, let's say you get like, you have a tattoo and then you get tribal, like they do like a blood tribal blast over, and because it's so like
intense, big, it covers it up.
Just stands out. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I've seen, there was that show on TLC or whatever the fuck where they just cover over people's tattoos. I think it depends on the tattoo. If it's dark colors, it's really hard to cover up. If there's dark, deep lines, it's hard to cover up. It just depends. I think you'd almost be better getting it slightly lasered so that it's like takes a lot of the ink out and then just going over the top.
You could just have a fucking umbrella on your leg.
Why not?
No, I was actually seeing, it was like a, I think someone tagged me on Instagram or sent to me on Instagram. So this guy had like a partially blacked out arm. He like had a tattoo and like, you know how like when you get to the end of it, they like black it out a little bit? Yeah. And he went to like one of those like scanners, like the barcode scanners or one that makes it and basically just put his arm in because it's like an intense laser. It just lasered the QR code in his arm. It was fucking funny.
That's sick.
Maybe I'll just get like barcodes for like products on me.
Yeah, still one of my internet friends, my favorite tattoo of all time, is the Spotify QR code for Shake It by Metro Station. So you can scan it with a phone and it plays the song.
Why does he have that?
I don't know. He just loves Shake It by Metro Station.
Is that banger. The shake, 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 shake.
Song goes, baby. But yeah, I don't know. Tattoos are sick and I want more, but they're expensive.
So I went to a festival, if you didn't know. Mm-hmm. Photographed at a festival. Listen. Yeah, I don't fucking know. Everywhere it's called Listen Out, except Adelaide it's called Listen In.
Yeah, I don't understand
if there's
that.
Some legal term, I don't know what it is.
Maybe it's a sideshow, yeah.
Yeah, but basically there was like a DJ there. He had like Yu-Gi-Oh tattoos and things like that. Like they weren't the nicest done. It looked like they were done in like a backyard, but like still I liked it. And then he had like some incorporation of Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh. I'm like,
cool.
Yeah, okay.
A lot of anime, but...
Yeah. Yeah, but no, the festival itself was...
Yeah, so who actually played? Because I have no idea.
That's a very good question. Let me get the list up for you.
Took photos of them, but doesn't know who they are.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm at this point where like people come up to me like, oh, do you remember you photographed me? I'm like, yeah. Yeah, I do.
You who took 2,000 photos in one day. You're like, I remember you.
Yeah, how are you? And it's good because I'll tell a story about this. So this girl came up to me. She's like, oh, hi, how are you? And I'm having a full-on conversation with her, knowing full well I have no idea who the fuck she is. I'm full-on conversation. And she goes, do you remember me? I'm like, nah. Oh, I'm honest, I don't remember. She's like, you've been standing here having a conversation. I'm like, yeah, it's a skill you just have to learn. And she's like, I was at this event. You photographed me. Yeah, I remember you. Still not knowing full well who the fuck she is.
That's lit. What was the event? Jesus Christ.
It was at the Ramsgate, but like taking photos, but like...
Like 2 years ago?
No, she was at a 21st. And like she was a regular at the Ramsgate and I don't know.
Yeah, there's too many regulars.
That's why when I'm at parties now and I'm like photographing a group of guys or girls and they all look the same. Like, after I take about 3 photos, everyone's head looks the same. So, I don't know who I've taken a photo of and who I haven't. So, I'm just going back over. I'm like, well,
respect.
It's not my fault you have a fucking, you're not unique and have the same shit haircut as everyone else. Short back and sides.
You just start calling people by like the file name of the photo.
Fucking
X1234789.
Stupid haircut number one. No, I had like a I'm gotta stay on story.
Okay, listen in.
Out. No, I forgot. I was meant to be getting the set list as well.
Yeah, who played?
I just went on my phone to turn it off.
God.
But no, it was really good. It was really nice to see like a festival back in action. Oh, I fucking searched up Listen Out. Well, I still want to know why there's two things. So,
it's like you took a photo with a rapper I'd never seen before.
You would have heard his song, I think. Maybe.
What's the song?
He has a few. He's got like a song called Edamame. What's that one? He was like, I can't even remember the name.
I know Edamame because it's Rich Brian, isn't it?
Yeah, and Baby No Money. So basically, there was two stages. I would call one was like a artist stage and the other was like a EDM DJ type stage.
Yeah.
So we had the Triple J Unearthed winner.
Oh, who was that?
Sacred.
No, I never heard of them.
She was pretty cool. I took photos, loved it. I've got to send the photos over. I haven't done that
yet. Like to them.
Yeah. Cause I messaged her, I'm like, can I, like, is it okay if I post these photos? Because I don't actually know if I'm allowed to, but yeah.
Yeah, how does that work? Like, do you need their permission to post them?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Do it. Yeah. Tag them.
Like, if they see it, I'll be happy. Like,
yeah, of course.
Okay. Who are the big names? We had Barker. I don't know who that is.
Mm-hmm.
Lewis the Child. Don't know who that is. Chris Lake.
Never heard of him.
Now, this is where we get into the big one. We had Central C. So Central C is like a big UK artist. Like he's one of the biggest in the UK.
What kind of music is it?
Like UK drill and UK rap type.
Grime.
No, I wouldn't say grime, but it's more like he's a white guy. So
it's not grime.
So it's not good. Nah, but we weren't allowed in the pit. So when you take photos,
you've got
like the stage, you've got that grass area in between
you weren't allowed in there.
So not for this one.
Okay.
Because this concert gets so intense because he has that one TikTok song that, he's got this one song that everyone goes ape shit over and girls were getting dragged out left, right and center. Like they were getting crushed and like we had to help so many people out and it was hot as well. So I'm like, fuck this. I need photos. I jump in the crowd with two cameras. I'm like trying to take photos, not get knocked out cold in the meantime. And then by the end of my hour, I've taken my photos. I literally handed my cameras to the security guards on the barrier and I got them to drag me out. I was like, get me out of here. Done.
Interesting.
It was bad.
Fucking hell.
But I'm going to rant. So this guy has a song called Doja. If you haven't heard it, it's like
Doja referring to Doja. The cat. Yeah.
Yeah. But the song starts, how can I be homophobic? My bitch is gay. And that's the only line everyone knows because it was on TikTok. Like literally the whole crowd sings it and then no one knows. Everyone's like,
that doesn't make any fucking sense.
I don't know. I think you have to like watch his genius thing. I haven't seen it. He might.
He has a genius video explaining that line.
I would fucking hope so.
I need to see that.
But yeah, so everyone's chanting this word, like this, the sentence, lyric, whatever the fuck you call it. And after that, everyone's like, how can I be homophobic? My bitch is gay. And then like,
TikTok's like literally gonna ruin music.
Yeah, it does. Like it was a very mid song. It's a very TikTok song. Like you listen
to it. There's like one part that goes hard and the rest of it's just nothing.
Yeah, that's the one part that goes hard and no one else knows it.
Man.
But yeah, so then after that, that's what really pissed me off. I'm like, I like this guy. His music. TikTok. I just hate people like ruining it.
Yeah.
Then we had AJ Tracy. So he's like, again, UK drill rap. There's a few UK artists. And then he was good. Liked him. Then we had 24 Karat Golden. He was like, I like 24 Karat Golden.
That's, Yeah, the my partner's played that one fucking song like Mood. Like 2 billion times. I actually don't hate it.
But he's got some other great songs that just no one knew.
Okay.
I'm like out here jamming to every single song because I genuinely like his music.
Okay.
And everyone's like, no, I don't know. I don't know. Then we had Jid. I don't know who the fuck Jid is.
Jid?
I
got advertised his, I think he dropped an album like 3 weeks ago on Instagram like 2,000 times in a row. And I gave it a listen and it was really weird. So like he'll do like, rap is interesting and I'm not a rap historian, so I don't know everything about it, but it's interesting to see like back when Eminem was like the GOAT or whatever and everyone was trying to rap like him, like really fast, lots of words and stuff. And then all of a sudden trap comes out and it's like 2 words a minute. Yeah, but anyway, Jid's like Eminem, but like kind of rap is really fast, there's a lot of words. But then every now and then he does this thing where he talks like a British person. I'll show you the song.
I don't know if he's American or British. Like I don't.
I'd say American. I think he's from Atlanta.
He filled in for Polo G.
Okay.
So Polo G is like I'd say a big popping artist right now. And he just pulled out. I don't know if he wasn't allowed in the country or what.
Fuck yeah, that happens.
I would assume he wasn't allowed in the country. That's all I can assume. But no, everyone was furious. Like everyone wanted a refund of tickets, and like some people had taken these guys to court because
he pulled out.
Yeah, because
we have a law in Australia where if the headliner pulls out, they have to cancel the festival.
No, they don't have to cancel. Like have to at least offer refunds.
No, but is it? Oh, yeah, but is in like. I don't know, maybe it's Sydney or Melbourne, but like literally during COVID, they had to cancel because they have a rule where if the headliner bails, you have to cancel.
Yeah.
And refund everyone.
So this was the thing. Like they don't, like with this, they don't.
I've never heard of Polo G before.
He's like, again, another TikTok
more rapper.
One. Yeah. Yeah.
Another TikTok rapper. No. They should just call it TikTok festival.
Yeah. But Jid, I had some great photos of him. No idea what any of his songs were. Everyone's like, jamming him. I have no idea who this guy is. Like, I've never heard of him, never seen him.
Jid's probably more my vibe than the rest of them because, like, I feel like it would just go a little bit harder.
This was stage one. And then we had Disclosure. I don't know who Disclosure
is. Sounds like a DJ.
It's a DJ, but, like, the way the DJ was set up was he was like, if I'm on the ground
like
floor.
Like a pedestal.
He was, like, 50 meters above me on this like weird stage. So getting, and it was pitch black with all this smoke. So getting photos were impossible. I got one maybe that looks good out of that.
Yeah. Shit. Okay.
But that was stage one. And I pretty much watched Central C, AJ Tracy. I watched all of them because I had to take photos, but like I stood and watched like for Central C, AJ Tracy and 24 Karat Golden.
Okay.
Because they were the
people
the
you like.
I wanted to see.
What about stage?
So stage two, we had Maddie. Keto, Space Cadet, and KLP. No
never
idea. They were three different people, by the way.
Okay.
Didn't know any of them. Got a few photos. They were like more DJs. Then we had Baby No Money. Baby No Money was fucking sick.
Okay.
Because he doesn't put on a concert. He puts on a show.
Okay.
So, like, he just doesn't give a fuck. Like, it's funny. He's like, for half of it, he like Rickrolled everyone. And he's like, he just like the song that I was playing goes into a rickroll. He's like one of those meme artists, but
like Oliver Tree.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I fucking hate Oliver Tree. Yeah, he's he's a fucking idiot. If I ever met one.
Anyway.
But Baby No Money is so chill.
Okay. Interesting.
What the? All right. I think there's something in the wall.
It's me. I'm in your walls.
But yeah, I love Baby because he like every show, he gets a cookbook from an op shop, signs it, and then throws it out into the crowd.
That's lit.
He does, like, like an Ellen thing. Like, you get a car, like, Steve Aoki, where he throws
you
it out.
You get a cookbook.
This guy just signs a cookbook and throws it out. So good. I really liked it. It was funny. It was good. I had a good time. Because with the pit, you're only allowed in the first three songs.
Oh, really?
But so, okay. The first stage that I just mentioned, the security guards were very strict on that. These two guys here at the second stage, they didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I'm, like, sitting there front row, like, listening to Baby No Money. I'm like, this is good. This is great. Yeah, that was a good show. Then we had LP Gobi. Gobi? I don't know. I don't know how to fucking say.
Is there a Y in there?
There's a G-I-O-B-B-I.
Yeah, G-O-B. Okay.
Whatever the fuck that is, yeah. James Hype? No idea.
The worst name I've ever heard.
And then we have Medusa. Their name sounds familiar.
Medusa. Yeah. That's the Greek lady with the snakes in the hair.
I swear they had a song.
Oh,
Medusa,
maybe.
Whatever the fuck. Yeah. Then I had Culture Shock and Bru C. That's B-R-U, little
space.
Little asterisk.
Oh, yeah,
thing.
Okay.
C.
Okay.
I don't know. I didn't know any of them.
Yeah, stage two's kind of mid.
Yeah, but it was more like an ED. Like, if you were there for EDM.
That's
like,
why. Okay.
Yeah, you'd probably know exactly who those people are.
I don't think I would have went to that. Happy I didn't, because Jesus Christ.
I don't think I would have paid for it. Yeah, it was good, but like, I don't know. I met Baby No Money.
Yeah.
For legal reasons, I met him out on the stage. He was on the stage and he looked over and took a photo. For legal reasons.
For legal
reasons, I must say that.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a good time. I was so excited. So now that I work with like a lot of people, I'm not going to name drop some of the people I work with, but I work with some people and I will be working with some people soon. And I have to sort of try and learn to keep my cool. Like
I get that. Freak out.
Yeah, I'm getting better at knowing like, all right, this person, yes, they have like some sort of fame to behind them, but like they're just the person doing their job. Like whether they got paid, like some of them.
Yeah, I feel like as long as they're not dicks, then it's fine.
Yeah, yeah. I have to learn to treat everyone with like respect because that's my job. Fucking bullshit. but yeah. So I have to like learn how to keep my cool. This, I fucking lost my cool.
Yeah.
I was like, you could see my heart was beating through my face was getting red. I was so like,
nice.
Oh, hi, how are you? Good show. But like he shook my hand and everything. I was so excited. I was like, fuck, I haven't done this in a minute.
Good show is such a like a cop out line. It's like, good show, man.
No, it was.
Yeah, but it's in like everyone says that.
A shit show.
Yeah, man, that was fucking terrible. Apparently Europeans are like that. Like, I was listening to a couple of bands I like talk about Europe and like apparently people in Germany will come up to you after the show and be like, not as good as last time. And just tell you that to your face.
Can you imagine you sleep with a German man and he turns around afterwards and he says that?
6 out of 10.
It throws you on the floor. This is disgusting.
This is raw.
Good.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really go to festivals unless I'm pretty into the lineup. Too expensive.
Yeah, like I paid $8, I think, for a vodka. No, not a vodka Red Bull, just a Red Bull.
Oh, geez. Not even, geez.
Because I wasn't allowed to drink, but I don't really drink much.
Yeah, I feel like if you're working, a Red Bull would make more sense.
Yeah, so I like got a Red Bull, I'm like $8. I'm like, okay.
That's not.
Fuck me.
Fucked, but it's pretty bad. Like, I just like watching people get drunk at festivals and I'm like, you must have spent like $100 on beer because they're all $10 a can.
You don't even think you'd get drunk at a festival. Like, you'd have to pre-drink heavy.
No wonder people take 15 caps at the same time.
Yeah, like, but then again, like, I'm like taking these people's, their eyes are like fucking planets. Yeah. Their eyes were basically just black at that point. I'm like, you need to settle down. Slow down. You're going to kill yourself.
Oh, you know.
But yeah.
Life is short.
So I'm just like looking at my phone because I had the list up and I just got a notification. Someone's commented on my photo. Don't give up if you lose your relationship or marriage. The solution is here. I meet a man named Dr. Bala who helped me cast a spell that brought my beloved back to me. I really want to tell the world that Dr. Bala is a genius and powerful. This means he's able to mend any broken relationship or marriage within the 15-hour period. And due to the fact that Dr. Bala is very helpful and people need help to restore their relationship or marriage, contact him now. No problem is too big for him to solve. That's literally just happened.
I love spam so much. Should we get Dr. Bala on the podcast?
He's got... Oh, this man looks like he fucks.
So look. Oh, yeah, for sure.
No, but I love when you get spam because it's like, this is a backup page. Send it to...
At Dr. Bala.
Yeah, at Dr. Bala.
Wonder what his doctorate's in.
Oh.
Relationship magic.
Speaking of doctorates. So, apparently a university in America, you can now study Taylor Swift.
Respect.
And like, these artists are all getting their doctorates and shit. What are they getting their doctorates in?
I think you can get an honorary degree from a university, so like they can just give you a piece of paper. I don't think it means anything.
Like, for what I thought, like, one, I don't think they actually studied anything, but two, I thought it was like for being a high profession in their field, if that makes sense.
Of music.
Like, for example, like she's in auto-tune pop.
Taylor Swift, I think she can probably sing quite well.
Nah, she's good. She's
I'm not decent, I like. Used to be super into Taylor Swift, not so much anymore, but
I liked her old albums. Now it's just like, now you know this is just a radio hit. Like,
yeah, I mean that Romeo and Juliet song fucks.
That song slaps, especially so in like hard. A gym. Oh, that song goes fucking hard.
Yeah, bro, when that song comes on.
Was I with you and someone was playing Mozart?
Yeah, how good. I don't know how people listen to classical music. We had a guy at our old gym who used to, he would put like Mozart on the gym speaker and then on his phone speaker, he would play like black metal, like right next to his ear while he was lifting. And I was like, it's just fucking noise. You can hear piano over there and then just blast beats over here.
That's funny as fuck. No, interesting guy. You play like some weird music when we're training. Like you played last time when we were training to, no, sorry, two times ago we were training. You played like some sad Bruno Mars music. Like, I don't know if I'm meant to be fucking lifting or crying.
Nah, I wouldn't have put on Bruno Mars.
You put that Talking to the Moon song on. If it was either you or Talking Harrison. Talking
to the Moon. I don't know that one. Interesting. Okay, maybe. I mean, I generally just listen to whatever heavy stuff. Oh, yeah, Talking to the Moon is Bruno Mars. I literally just listen to whatever heavy shit I'm listening to at the time.
It's a good song, but, like, I didn't know if I was meant to be lifting or fucking bawling my eyes out.
It is what it is. It's the same thing. But, no, I think, would you get a doctorate in Taylor Swift?
No, probably not.
Yeah, I don't want to meet the professor who made that course.
The reason I brought this up, the course is full. Like, the course is full for its first semester.
Just a bunch of, like, 18-year-olds in America putting themselves into insane debt just to study Taylor Swift.
But, like, at what point, I'm genuinely confused on what they're going to learn and what their outcome
is. I don't know. I don't think her lore is that deep that you could do a doctorate in it. But maybe.
Maybe they'll, like, think, oh, maybe I'll get to meet her or some shit. That's one fucking expensive meet and greet.
I mean, I went to the Taylor Swift Experience in America. That was fun.
Is there like a Taylor, what?
Literally just like a museum.
Of Taylor Swift.
And that was in like 2015, so.
Do you reckon I could get a doctorate in photography?
Yeah.
But I don't want to fucking study it. Like,
I think it would cost you about 50 grand, but you could do it.
I'd be a doctor.
But like Dr. Jake.
Dr. Jake. Yeah, it'd be kind of a flex. Just say, oh, or did you?
I was like, hello, sir. You're like, no, I'm a doctor.
Yeah, doctor.
In photography.
Oh, hello, doctor. This man's dying. I'm a sir. I don't know.
Takes a photo with the person while they're dying. Gets the lighting just right.
Can you pose for me, please? Would you ever go back and get your doctorates?
Ah, fuck no. I'm pretty sure I'm like done with university.
I want to go back, but then I'd like, there's no need to go back. Like, I've always said I want to go into like HR or
okay.
What the fuck's it called now? People and culture.
Oh, yeah. Like a cultural advisor or whatever the fuck.
No,
yeah.
It's like you have HR and then HR's not HR. It's like people, culture and something now.
It pretty much means the same thing.
Yeah, but I want to go HR or health and safety.
I wanted to work for the government doing inspections at restaurants, like going in and looking just to like fuck with restaurant owners.
Oh, I'd love to do. I'd go
drop
to like
a fake cockroach in.
I'd love to go everywhere I used to work and just be like, oh, so now you want to fuck with me, huh?
You want to give me $200 worth of free food?
Yeah.
Right now. No, I think I'm done with like academia. I've done my 7 years. I'm not even really using it that much. It's like,
fuck, 7 years.
Yeah, I did an undergrad and a master's.
Yeah, I thought about doing a master's. I'm like, I don't need to.
I don't want to do it anymore. It's also like, you don't get paid for it, so.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, see, if you can find if I go to like a job and they're like, look, we're happy to pay for you to get your master's, I'll
Yeah, a lot of them will like pay for you to do like an MBA or, you know, probably a HR degree, like you said. You can probably get a job in HR, like, go get a TAFE certificate, you'll be fine.
Yeah, that's why. Like, I feel like TAFE is, unless you're going to be a doctor or a lawyer, I feel like uni's a little bit of a waste.
Yeah, the way I feel is if you're not doing science, engineering, law, medicine, or like, you know, some of the more academic English stuff, like if you're doing history, you can't really study that at TAFE, but as in like, if you want a job, I think you should only go to uni if you want a job because it just costs so much fucking money.
Yeah, but like, that's insane. I think unis are like, an arts degree. You don't need an arts degree. You don't need to you figure it out.
Well, like, I mean, I've said this to a few people, and the only uni in Adelaide that I've had friends go to, like, they did the graphic design one at UniSA, and it seemed pretty good. But I was always like, if you just spent 3 years just, like, building a portfolio instead of being at uni, you'd probably end up in the same spot.
Yeah. So it's like, or if anything, go to TAFE, because at least TAFE, they put you in, like, positions where you have to be. The way I see it is TAFE is more like a work type thing. Like, yeah. So, for example, if you wanted to, let's say, for example, hairdresser, you need to go to TAFE. Mm-hmm. They give you, like, you learn the practical skills to do
it. Yeah, TAFE's
like,
definitely more hands-on.
Uni, you're going to learn the history of fucking hairdressing.
The cultural implications of hairdressing. Yeah,
it's like, it just...
I wouldn't... Yeah, there's a lot. And in retrospect, like, with how I'm going to end up next year, like, I probably should have just not went to uni, but...
Like, I had a class, it was, like, management and culture, or cultural management, yeah, whatever the fuck, like, managing peoples of different culture, basically. Mm-hmm. And I put up my hand, the guy's like, is anyone not want to be here? And the whole class, I put my hand up, like, I don't want to be. He's like, why are you here? I'm like, because it's on my stupid thing.
Yeah.
Like, I have to do this. He's like, why don't you want to be here? I'm like, well, it's common sense. If you have people of different culture, you have to treat them differently. Like, you can't treat everyone the same. Everyone responds in a different way.
Yeah, I'd say that.
Like, that's common. A lot of marketing is fucking common sense. It's like, just don't be fucking...
Have something that people want to buy. Tell them how to buy it.
Yeah, exactly.
I suck at marketing. It's fucking bullshit.
But, like, we went through, like, literally 3 weeks of, like, lectures, tutorials, this and that, on explaining how this one guy who worked at a restaurant who was from India...
Yeah.
Will behave and act differently to this one guy who's from Australia who works the same job. Like, no shit.
Are you sure you want to work in HR? Because, like, it's a lot of dealing with really dumb problems.
Yeah,
because
I'm just going to, like, I'll be HR. No one can tell me, like, what to do. I'm just like, you're a fucking idiot. Like, go fucking do something.
I mean, even just being in the real world and working with a pretty diverse group of people, it's like literally, like, even adults in workplaces, they just fucking bully each other. And it's like, holy shit, everyone should just realize that we're all adults, and if you just be nice, it'll just be easier. But
I try to be as nice as I can, unless people are just fucking dumb. Like, I will tell someone to their face, I'm like, you're a fucking idiot. Like, you're just genuinely dumb. Like,
yeah, we at work, we call them space cadets. There's nothing there in the brain. It's just empty space. That person's a space cadet. Like, you know, when someone asks you a question, it's like, you know, how do I do this on my computer? And you're like, you've been working here for 20 years.
Like, I remember one job was like, I was showing people what to do. No, this was school. Yeah. I was showing the teachers what to do.
Yeah.
I was explaining to the teachers how this fucking sticker printed worked. And then I'm like, all right, I'll show you, but I want to use it. And they're like, no. Oh, fucking figure it out yourself.
Yeah, figure it out then, yeah.
And they're like, no, you're going to show me now. I'm like, no, I'm not. And they're like, we'll call your parents. Like, fucking call them and explain this situation to them. I would love for my dad to waste his time to come in to have this conversation with you, because you're not going to be happy with the answer.
Yeah, that's fair. I don't know. Uni is, I wouldn't go back just because it's expensive and I'm done. I've done enough.
I kind of miss the pub crawls.
Yeah, like, the social shit is, like, fantastic.
I think I'm going to drop some sad news on you right here.
Okay.
I think the engineering pub crawl is starting to die.
The last few years have probably been bad for it.
Like, last year we went, it was like, it was, I sorry, last year we went to film and it was dead.
Yeah,
like,
it was just COVID, really.
Yeah, but, like, now it's like the shirts, unless they've ordered way too many shirts, but, like, the shirts just aren't selling out.
Yeah, I think I definitely went 2015. No, I wasn't 18 yet. 2016, 2017, 2018. But after
I saw you at 2018 because I saw Harris.
Was 2018 Monopoly?
No, that was 2017, I think.
Because I did Beerlympics, Monopoly, and then the Australian one.
Yeah, so we had like it was like the Outback one.
Yeah.
There was, what have I done? The Outback, the Where's Wally? I don't know. I've done a few.
Yeah, I've done 4.
But, like, we just quite literally just go club hopping and just, like...
Yeah, but it's, like, I got to the point... I almost got, like, angry because, like, we went to the Elephant. We had to wait in line. And I was like, it's a fucking pub. Why am I waiting in line to get into a pub? To stand there and drink alcohol that I could do at any other place.
Oh, see, and now I'm sort of lucky. I know a lot of people that work at the club. So I'm like, oh,
just let you in, yeah. Respect that.
But it's like, it's hard when I've got people with me. So if I've got like a team of people with me, it's fucking impossible.
To Yeah, you're like, can you let me and the boys in? There's like 14 of you. No.
There's like, when we went to Queensland, like I had to call these clubs like before. I'm like, look, just tell me the truth. I don't give a shit.
Are you letting us in?
Are you going to let 20 guys in at once? They're like, yeah, it's fine. We don't care here. I'm like, fucking done.
Adelaide's like, nah, sorry.
Yeah, and I'm like, can we get a table? They're like, yeah, it's like $6,000. I'm like,
$6,000?
No, it was like $3,000. But
between
like,
12. Oh.
If you did the maths, like, but
that's
then
still a lot.
It didn't work out because they charge you. So, for example, say you pay $1,000 for a table, then you have $1,000 worth of credit.
Oh, for so drinks.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But you have to buy the bottles on the list. And a bottle of vodka.
Like $80.
Is 100. No, the bottle of Grey Goose was 400 and something.
Fuck. 400. Oh, it better be a big bottle.
No, it's a regular bottle. Like a regular
Jesus
Grey
Goose.
But because they like mark it up and they charge you. So they're still making their
Grey
profit.
Goose is not $400 a bottle.
Yeah, it's like $100.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, it
Whatever.
Doesn't seem worth having a table. It's not fun. And then because there were so many of us, we needed two tables and it was hard to get two tables next to each other. It was just fucked.
Man, I don't know about clubbing.
I think I'm reaching that stage where I'm just
done.
I'm a bit old.
Especially for you because like working around drunk people probably makes you hate them a lot.
Yeah.
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 Because I hate drunk people and I never... I worked in a pub for a week.
Then I go get drunk myself. I'm like, you know what?
This is good.
This is good.
I am that person.
I am vibing.
Just start like punching the photographer.
You know where I want to work? Bank Street Social. They make some cool cocktail. I just want to work at like a nice,
that's a nice spot.
Fancy cocktail.
Yeah, they do really good drinks. I think I had like a gin sour or something. It was fucking insane.
Have you ever been to Europe?
No.
Their bar. So I went to Amsterdam and this like all their bars go really like dark and dingy at night, but they're really good bars. They're really vibrant. When I say vibrant, like there, you feel really like high energy being in there. There's no one in there, but you feel like really high energy. And yeah, it was great. Like there was this one alcohol I had. I took a picture of it and I lost the picture on my phone. I might have accidentally deleted it or something. And this was the greatest alcohol I had. It was like some sort of rum. And I've never been able to find the rum ever again since.
Oh, that's sad.
I'm going to cry. Just not having a good time.
Not having a good time.
No. No, shall we wrap it up?
Yeah, let's wrap it up. We'll talk about the chess anal bead thing next week.
Oh, I fucking forgot that.
We'll do it next week.
Oh, yeah, wait, because Harrison will probably have like some
good story.
Yeah,
he definitely will. He loves anal beads.
Well, I thought you were going to say he loves chess, but yeah.
Right. I don't even know if he knows how to play chess. I love chess, but I'm autistic, so it makes sense.
Yeah. All right. Thank
Godspeed.
You guys for listening.
Thank you.
Be sure to rate this podcast 5 stars.
Share the stories.
Yeah, share the stories. Rate it 5 stars. Follow us on Spotify. You know all that shebang.
Next year's going to be a movie, bro.
Bro, last night was a movie, but you'll hear about that next week, so stay tuned. All right, I'm leaving. Bye.